The ethanol industry is asking the Obama administration to choose between the oil industry and consumers when it comes to setting volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard. Fuels America this week launched a major Washington, D.C. media campaign that Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says communicates the choice to be made.
We intend to make sure that the administrator, members of Congress, and the president himself understands the very clear choice that will be made with this impending RVO decision. American innovation or oil industry profits? Low-carbon fuels or fracking? Value-added markets for farmers and jobs across rural America or imports? A sustainable energy future or a return to the failed energy policies of the past? It seems like a pretty clear choice.
Advanced Ethanol Council Executive Director Brooke Coleman says if the oil industry succeeds in pressuring EPA to lower the volume obligations, it will effectively stifle continued advancement in next-generation biofuels.
This is exactly what the oil industry is fighting. Just like you saw exponential growth in the corn ethanol industry after the early years and much more choice at the pump, and very quickly ethanol replaced MTBE and moved into the marketplace in a very, very expeditious way, you're starting to see exponential growth in the cellulosic biofuel space. And so what this fight is really all about, while I frame it as a corn ethanol issue, is really about the 21 billion gallons that are still in the RFS that are predominantly advanced biofuels.
Both Dineen and Coleman expressed confidence that EPA will release the overdue volume obligations for 2014 and 2015 by June 1st, as agreed to by court order. But Dineen says the industry has had no indication from EPA on what they might be.
They've not been very communicative on where they are, but I ultimately think this is probably not something that EPA will decide. While it will be their rule, and they'll have to be comfortable, whatever it is, this is really the White House's call.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.